Hello, everybody. Stefan here with some pre-episode banter. Just wanted to say hey and hoping that everybody's doing well in this social distancing era. Anyway, just wanted to say you guys are in for a very special treat. We've got Danielle Arce and Nick Larson joining in today's episode. And oh my, are they hilarious. I had such a great time. And not only are they so freaking funny, they're awesome people too. They are just so sweet, and I hope that you give them some love. Follow them on social, support them in any way you can. They're just such sweeties. That's pretty much it. Other than that, the episode is pretty airtight, comedically. The sound quality is, you know, it's a little different when you're doing it remotely, and we had a little swap where I was plugging in their audio, and so you might hear the switches and then their battery died for their recorders. So at the very end, you might hear a little bit of a difference. But overall, I hope you guys enjoy it. And thank you guys so much for supporting us throughout this corona time. I've really felt the warmth of your ears as you've been listening to the episodes. So I really appreciate that. Love the reviews coming in. Love the support. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Here we go.
A comedy advice podcast.
An advice podcast for Stefan
and friends
to make exaggerated statements not meant to be taken literally.
What was that, Stefan?
Comedy advice podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a comedy advice podcast. My name is Stefan, and I'm your host over here in quarantine, leading us to not have any co-hosts. But instead of co-hosts, I'm delivering something much better. Special guests. Our first special guest, she's an experienced comedian originally from Phoenix, Arizona. She's performed all over the country and overseas in Japan and Australia. She's performed for the U.S. troops in Yokosuka and Kamfuji in Japan. She regularly headlines and features at clubs and venues all over the West Coast. Please welcome Danielle Arce.
Hello. Yay, me.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. How's quarantine treating you?
So bored. This is the highlight of my month. So thank you.
Oh, good. Mine too. I actually took a shower for this.
Yeah, I did too. It felt great. Because right now, I mean, this isn't going to be in the podcast, but we're on video. And I was like, oh, I'm going to put on a little bit of makeup. I mean, I feel like a prom queen right now.
Definitely getting prom queen vibes. So this is great.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. Our second guest is a well-seasoned comedian out of Stockton, California. He's performed all over the country, including Los Angeles, Phoenix, Portland, and more. He's regularly headlining and features at clubs and venues all around the West Coast. He's a popular podcast called Joke Me Off with fellow comedian Saul Trujillo, available on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Please welcome Nick Larson.
Hello, hello. Yay. Yay for me. All right.
Welcome, man. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. Pretty good. This is the first time doing something like this over the internet.
Over the web.
quarantine style. This is crazy. But we're making do. It's cool over here. It's fun.
Oh, that's awesome. So, Danielle, I've had the pleasure of seeing you perform. It was at Bubba McCombs' live podcast.
That was so much fun. Yeah.
It was awesome. And I thought you were hilarious. Nick, I haven't had the pleasure to see you perform.
Well, maybe I'll be at Bubba McCombs one day. That sounds like a badass name.
That's his name.
Bubba McCombs.
Bubba McCombs. He's a comedian in Phoenix. He's awesome.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, he has a really good podcast. He did a live podcast, and
sounds
did a
like
set.
He spits into a spittoon.
Bing. Probably does.
It's also a breakfast cereal. I was going to say, though, I did get a chance to listen to your podcast. I listened to a couple episodes. Hilarious. It was several of the episodes where Danielle was on, too.
Nice. Perfect. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. I left you a juicy review, too, on iTunes.
Juicy review. All right. Oh, my gosh. Dripping wet of a review. Hot, wet reviews for you. Fantastic.
You've been podcasting since 2013, right?
Yeah. I've been podcasting for a long time. No sponsors. loving it. Having fun. Talking into a mic. We do well for views, but no sponsors yet. But it's cool. I don't do it. We don't do it for the money, dude. We do, but it's not happening yet.
He's not projecting.
Well, you know what? You got a new audience because it's going to be in the show notes.
Yay. Perfect. Thank you for doing that.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you got started in comedy in LA, right, Nick?
Me? No. I actually, the first open mic that I did was in Lodi, California. So
it's near Stockton.
It's right outside of Stockton. Yeah, started near Stockton. Probably forever be in Stockton, but maybe not.
We'll
like,
see.
She was like,
we'll see.
She's like, no, don't say that.
What got you into it? What made you want to do stand-up comedy?
That's an interesting question. There's like some layers to it. My dad was really funny. He passed away when I was 16. I'd always heard people tell him that he needed to be a comedian. And then, I used to work for Coca-Cola and it's like you start at like 4 a.m. and there's no time to wake up. Like I would wake up at like 3:30, get ready real quick and then jet over to work. And then being funny is what kept me from, because you're supposed to get your schedule and then take off. But I would just sit there and kind of be funny and make like the salespeople and the managers laugh and stuff like that. And I'd get my extra half an hour to wake up before I had to go to my stores, my first store. But people started to notice and they got upset and be like, why does he get to stay around?
You got to do a hot 30 every morning.
Yeah. Because I'm just bullshit and I'm making jokes with the higher ups. That's what you got to do. You got to schmooze a little. And yeah, I did that for a long time. And then one of the other merchandisers was like, dude, I saw that there was an open mic down the way on my route. You should try it out. And he kind of tricked me. He was like, I'll sign up too. So he basically did that when you're like, I'm going to jump into the pool and you just push your friend in. That's what he did because he didn't go up at all. So I was like, oh, you asshole. You asshole. But it was cool. I thank him for it every time because 8 years in now and it's been going great. Having a good time.
That's awesome. And I was going to say props to you because doing jokes at 4:30 in the morning is a real talent.
Yeah. Well, these people have been up for at least an hour, hour and a half already. So they're kind of up. You know what I mean? But... Me personally, I think it helped out because I was so delirious from being up so early, you know, just being a jackass in the morning, saying outrageous things. So it was cool.
Nice. And then Danielle, you started out in Phoenix here. Did you start comedy here? Did you go to LA and start?
Yeah, I started comedy June 2011. I was living in Phoenix. Stand up, I didn't think was going to be my main thing at the time. I thought I just wanted to like try it out to learn how to write. I used to be a part of the improv troupe Jesters out there in Scottsdale. And I liked doing improv because my whole life I've always been involved in acting and theater and stuff. So I liked being on stage and I always liked being funny. Like I love making people laugh. But like I kind of deep down hated improv. But I did it because I liked being funny for people.
Uh-huh.
And so I wanted to learn how to write and, you know, do stand up. And so I got into it and I was like, cool, maybe I'll keep doing this on the side, but I'll keep doing sketch comedy and acting as my main thing. So I had been planning to move to LA for a while. So I moved to LA January 2012 and my main focus was sketch comedy. So like I studied at UCB and stuff like that. And then I wasn't doing much stand up and I took like as I did stand up for about 6 months and then I took a break. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to do it again. And then I was on set of a web series and a friend of mine, he was running shows at like Flappers and stuff. And he's like, hey, I run a show at Flappers. If you want to like do some mics, get warmed up again, I'll put you on. And I was like, I don't want to do stand up anymore. But like I kept making him laugh in conversation and stuff. And he's like, you need to do stand up. He's like, I feel like that's where you do really well. And I was like, ugh, I don't know. So I signed up for an open mic and I did well. And so I was like, you know what? Fuck, I'll do this. I'll get into it. And then I haven't quit. I haven't stopped since. So that was 8 years ago.
Except for 3 weeks ago when we had to stop.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, now it's been a while. But yeah. But yeah, so then, yeah, I lived in LA on and off for a while because I lived, I used to be married. And my ex was in the military. So I lived in LA for 2 years. And then I lived in San Diego for 2 years. And then I lived in Japan for 2 years. And then, yeah, I moved back to LA for a little bit. And now I'm up here in good old beautiful Stockton. So.
It's a wonderful city. You should come sometime. It's beautiful. There's plenty to see. A lot of hobos.
A lot of crackheads.
A lot of tents. It's nice. Yeah. We have a mall. It's cool. People get shot there, but it's cool. You should come sometime. It's great.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I grew up in Cottonwood, Arizona. We didn't have a mall. So.
Where are you from? Cottonwood?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's like middle of nowhere. There's nothing there.
Oh.
We all skipped school for the ribbon cutting of a Super Walmart.
Wow. Ribbon cutting.
There's a lot of meth there. That's what's in Cottonwood. Yeah.
A lot of meth.
Nice. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, when there's nothing else to do there, what else is going to do?
Meth.
Drugs.
Gotta do meth. Yeah.
Let's do lots of drugs and then go to Walmart.
Yeah, you know those posters in high schools where it says don't do drugs and it has the picture of the person looks like they're 80 now because they did meth?
Yeah.
We recognize those people because they went to our school.
Damn. No. You're like, Dan looks like he's 73 now. Shit.
Yeah.
Meth did not do him well.
Oh, no. Oh, no. The before and afters there are not good. How did you guys meet each other?
Comedy.
Yeah, through comedy. Well, actually, yeah, I came across her page on Instagram first.
Yeah.
And I started looking at her stories, and then I noticed that she started looking at my stories. So I was like, okay, I see what's going on here.
But he came down to LA to do like some mics and some shows. And I was like, all right, cool, let's grab a drink. And so at a mic, so we're at Ha Ha, a comedy club, and we had a drink and just did a mic together. Mm-hmm. And we just stayed friends and just kept talking and doing shows and mics together.
Yeah. I just, every time I'd be around her, I'm like, this chick is pretty cool. She's pretty funny. She's like very similar to me, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, this is like a female version of me. This is every narcissist's dream come true. Hey-yo.
That's awesome. Danielle and I are Facebook friends. Well, you and I are now too, Nick, but you guys seem very adorbs together. So I like seeing the stuff that you guys are posting. Cool.
Yeah. I definitely did the, who is this?
Yeah.
She was like, that's the guy we're going to do the podcast with. Friend request. I'm like, okay. Okay. I will.
He does that. Anytime any of like my friends like add him, he's like, who's this? Who's this? I'm like, it's this person. Except.
I'm like, all right.
He's a paranoid dad.
Well, I'm really glad you added me, Nick. So.
Hey, anytime. I'll do it again in a heartbeat. No, seriously, I'll prove it. Unfriend me and then I'm not joking.
Oh, nice. Are you guys ready to get into the self-help portion of this podcast?
Oh, geez.
Let's do it.
Is it for us? Are they helping us? Because we need it.
Well, this does help us because there are so many ridiculous questions and things out there that this makes me feel a little bit better about myself. But yeah, let's find out. What I like to do before we dive in is start with an inspirational quote. Just like a lot of people do, we have an inspirational quote that helps us get through the rest of the podcast. So before we get into it, do you guys have any inspirational quotes that help get you through your day?
Inspirational quotes. That gets you through your day.
You gotta keep it Nike. Just do it. No, I don't have any inspirational quotes.
No, there's none that like regularly come to mind.
Yeah.
I just when I get mad at myself, I'm just like, get up, get shit done, bitch.
Yeah, something similar, but mine is more angry.
I literally call myself a bitch. Yeah. I'm like, bitch, get the fuck up. Get shit done.
I love that. You guys are just short and sweet. Well, maybe not sweet, but short and really...
Just like us.
Yeah, just
short
like
and sweet.
Physically, too.
Thank you, guys. We're going to read a quote, but this isn't a quote from a celebrity or successful person. This is actually a quote from a robot named Inspirobot. And what it does is it uses AI to generate some of the most inspirational words known to man and robot. And then it puts them together for a nice, juicy quote that we can munch on. Yeah, sure. Suck on. I don't know. Spread on ourselves. Let it drip and the wisdom nectar can help us.
Wisdom nectar. I like that too. That sounds hot.
So I'll read this quote. It also has a picture and we post the picture on Instagram. So if you guys aren't following us, follow us at Hyperbole Podcast. This picture has a surfer with a gigantic shark that is looming over him. And the quote is, no pride, no gonorrhea.
No pride, no gonorrhea.
I don't understand that.
That means if you don't have gonorrhea, you cannot have pride because you haven't been banging enough. That's what that means. That's if you don't have an STD, you're probably a virgin.
I don't have an STD.
And virgins have no pride. That's
virgin, you have no pride.
That's pretty good. I was thinking along the lines of the same thing. If you have no pride, maybe you're like, yeah, I'm a guy or girl that just smashes all the time. Then you got to go through with it. So then you get the gone. But if you
gone, I like that gone.
Or the clap.
The clap.
Or I don't know, syphilis. There's no like fun words.
Gonna herpes syphilitis. Just
ooh, a combo.
Yeah, just all of them together. Just everything. Just
herpagona syphilitis AIDS.
Yeah, whatever makes your dick explode or whatever.
Oh my god, I hope that doesn't become a thing where there's some STD.
It opens up at the end like a flower.
No. Wait, which one?
The end of your dick.
It's talking to me. No.
That would actually be kind of cool. If it blossoms like a flower, it's almost like a Pokemon evolving.
Sounds like a puppet from Labyrinth.
Yeah.
It's scary.
It's like that CGI inserted thing from the Sarlacc.
Yeah. You guys get it.
All right, I'm liking it less and less.
Yeah.
That's like the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious of STD.
Yeah.
But better than Corona, so.
It is.
Better than Corona. At least you don't get it. I like that.
Some penicillin.
Yeah.
Whatever Magic Johnson did, you are good.
You're like, Doc, my dick hole is opening up like a flower. And he's like, but at least you don't have Corona. You know what I mean?
He's like, silver lining, no Rona. So
yeah. Now, if your dick has a cough, come see me, okay?
It has flu-like symptoms.
Oh, my God. Yeah, if your penis breaks out in the hot sweats, then...
Yeah. Oh, no.
All right. Do you guys feel like we've gotten all the wisdom we could extract out of that?
I think so.
Out of this.
All right. Now we're going to get into the meaty part of the podcast, and this part is called The Beef. This is where we've got questions from fans, from Reddit, we've got business advice, we've got celeb advice, everything a self-help podcast should entail. So we're going to get started with the first question. This is from Reddit, and it's found by our fan, Stephanie. Thank you, Stephanie. Hotel bathroom fun / games. Our water is broken, being fixed on Monday. I have managed to blag a bath at a local B&B until it is fixed. I wanted to ask what silly fun things I can do in the room to lift my spirits a little. I'm talking silly games I can play on my own or daft challenges I can give myself to do. Sincerely, Airbnb board.
Well, this sounds like quarantine.
So the bath is broken?
Their home bath is broken, so they're staying in like an Airbnb hotel room.
Okay.
And they're stuck in the hotel room, like basically in that Airbnb room.
While quarantined?
No. Because until their water is fixed in their place.
Oh, okay.
So you're just quarantined somewhere else. So you should just be whacking off the whole time.
Whacking off the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much to do. I don't know. They got to buy Sims. They have to buy Sims 4.
That's all we've been doing for the past week and a half is we've been playing The Sims 4, recreating. We're creating a life what we hope happens after coronavirus.
Yeah, it's great. We just watched Lady and the Tramp, and I was like, I bet I could build that house
on
Sims 4, and I fucking did.
Nailed it.
That's how bored we are, dude. That's how bored we are.
So I didn't know you could build stuff.
Yeah, you could build houses.
That's how The Sims started. The Sims, like original The Sims, was creating your own city. You didn't even have people or anything.
Yeah, they still have Sim City,
mm-hmm.
So you could build your own city. But you build your own house. You could furnish it. You can do everything you want. Build your dream home.
Could you build the dogs, Lady and Tramp, and then put them together?
That's what the pet expansion.
Yeah,
but we don't have the pet expansion. Pet expand.
They try to get you, dude.
That's how they get you.
That's how they get you, that extra money.
We don't have that extra money because
we lost all of our
gigs. We make money doing comedy, and hey.
Now we got to get back to work so we can buy fucking expansions for Sims.
We need,
because I'm still going
to everyone
play.
Needs to stay quarantined so the shit can get lifted so that we can get back into comedy and make money and get the Sims pet expansion.
I need a kitten in my life.
But yeah, so you're stuck in the hotel room. Jack off, play video games. Just bring your own video games.
Do some yoga naked while you jack off.
Just live like a bachelor. Yeah. You know? No, you know, stay in the room, walk around, hang out with your wang out. Just eat a block of cheese. I don't know.
A block of cheese?
I mean, for me, it would be vegan cheese, but you know, you catch my drift.
So they're going to be constipated and horny.
Not if they're eating vegan cheese, and it's fiber going right through cashews.
Ooh. I was thinking about texting your friends, but instead of sending a text message, you could actually shave the message into your chest and then just take pictures of it.
Yes.
Oh, well, what if you have like three hairs like Nick does?
I'm a very not hairy boy.
You've got like two options for responses. Maybe you could make them into an emoji. Yeah.
I had like when I turned like 16 and I started getting hair right here, and then like after that there was nothing. It was nothing. So I'm not like a hairy Russian dude. I got a gray beard, but everything else is pretty sparse.
I have more back hair than he does. Just to be right. But I have more back hair than a lot of people. So
really,
I'm Ecuadorian, so I'm Latina, and I'm Italian, so I'm hairy as a Persian. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot going on.
We really fight to keep her mustache away. It's.
I just shaved it. He had like one hair right here the other day, and I was like right up on his shoulder blade. Just one.
Yeah, that's
one,
my little buddy.
One thick dark hair, and then I tweezed it just because.
I'm pretty sure it was from the top of my head, and it was one of the ones that fell out and was like, I'm just going to fucking, I'm going to make a home right here. I don't want to go anywhere yet. I don't want to die yet.
Just growing him, watering, hoping he grows. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I still have, like, I'm losing my hair. I'm, like, male pattern baldness, but I still have, like, my widow's peak. So
there's,
I have, like
one that's hanging out right in the middle of his forehead.
It's pretty strange. It's my fucking soldier. It's my soldier just hanging on. Like, come on, troops. We can do this.
Trying to encourage the others. Come on, grow back.
Yeah
exactly.
Yeah.
The rest are like, ah, oh, it's no for me, dog. Yeah,
or he's just like at the front of the line and he doesn't know all of his buddies died behind him.
Charging
it. He's like,
okay. So here we go. Alone in your hotel room. Jack off. Play video games. Do yoga naked. Eat snacks.
A lot of snacks.
Send your messages to your friends.
If you do not gain 10 pounds at the end of the quarantine, you're doing it wrong. You're not snacking enough.
Well, no, that's how you bounce out with the yoga. You got to exercise.
I guess.
Are you? By the way, I'm trying to get quarantined, so I've been doing a lot of workouts at home, but it's not really working that much because there's so much food right next to me that I'm just kind of snacking and working.
So there's the balance right there. You're balancing it out.
Yeah, I guess. But I'm tipping the scales a little with the eating because then my weight's going up. But I also kind of don't care yet. I feel like...
Well, also, like, if you think about, too, you're not moving around as much as you normally do, even though you're working out, because you're not out walking to your car, walking to places, walking around a store, whatever, because all that adds up. So you're at home, literally, on the couch, working out, eating on the couch. You're not doing anything. So there's less activity. So obviously, with your caloric intake, you're probably going to still gain some weight.
That's true.
Yeah, some corona weight. All right. Anything else? I think I gave a lot of good suggestions.
All of them are probably just going to be masturbate a lot.
Yeah. Just, unless you have a partner, then you know, bang.
Bang a lot.
Yeah. Touch each other's genitals. Wash your hands. Touch genitals.
Your hands.
Yeah. Don't get any infections.
That's really good. I was going to skip that step, but yeah. All right. We're going to move on to the next segment, and this is celeb advice. This is where we read an article from a trustworthy online journal and take the chance to get advice from celebs through their example. By the way, I was going to ask you guys, this is usually the spot in the podcast where I ask our guests if we can do a celebrity impression. Can you guys do any celebrity impressions?
He does a ton of celebrity impressions. I have none.
Just put me on the spot like my mom. Damn it.
He can do a bunch. He can do a bunch.
I don't know. Just got to pick one. I haven't done impressions for a long time, so this is going to be rusty. But I don't know. Pick someone.
He can do Christopher Walken.
Yeah, I'll do Christopher. We'll see. Maybe. You know, it's been a minute since I've done it. It's rusty. Come on.
Can you do a Christopher Walken playing The Sims, getting really upset because he's not
playing The Sims? Listen, I'm over here trying to build this fence. It won't curve. I don't know what's going on. I don't like this game.
That was really good. That's really good.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to have some voices here. One of them, influencer Ava Louise. Danielle, would you like to try to be her?
Oh, sure. I don't know who this is.
You'll get the tone from talking about her.
Okay.
And then Nick, I think Dr. Phil's in this. I also kind of don't know how Dr. Phil sounds, except
if he hears it, he could do it. He just has to hear it.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Okay.
How does that work for you?
I closed my eyes and I thought Dr. Phil was in the room. So we're good. All right. Now, this juicy goss comes from 2Fab, and the article is, viral toilet liquor threatens to cough on Dr. Phil, accuses him of being Illuminati. Influencer Ava Louise, who went viral after licking an airplane toilet seat for her coronavirus challenge, opened up about the controversial video in a wild new interview with Dr. Phil. Louise revealed she created the challenge to make headlines because the deadly virus, which has infected more than 500,000 people worldwide, was getting more attention than she was. She says,
I was like really annoyed that Corona was getting more publicity than me.
She said,
one, I had way dirtier things in my mouth. Two, I bleached the toilet, okay? Like, three, it was a private plane. I flew down on my sugar daddy's plane with my best friend. So, like, it really wasn't that dirty. It's funny because I created the fake news myself.
She told Dr. Phil,
I basically took the things that your generation and boomers are scared of, and I capitalized off of it.
When Dr. Phil asked Louise if she's concerned about putting people at risk by going outside and perpetuating the spread of the virus, Louise suggested the entire pandemic is a hoax, and she wouldn't be surprised if Dr. Phil is a part of the Illuminati.
You know what's ridiculously, like, irresponsible and selfish is that your generation only cares about the virus because it affects you.
She later added,
you're blowing this pandemic to, like, crazy proportions, instilling fear in the nation because you feel like it affects boomers.
Dr. Phil says,
if you inject one person that loses their life, is it worth it for you to have this attention?
Louise added,
I'm hearing you talk and you're like, oh, you're gonna kill somebody. And like, you know what? I'll pull up and cough on you. Like, I'm just tired of it. This is ridiculous.
What are you doing?
Guys, well done. I'm so proud.
That was great.
Danielle, I felt some real influencer vibes. I feel like that could be a thing for you.
I think maybe, yeah. I'm really good at being a bitch.
Oh man. And then the Dr. Phil was pretty spot on there, Nick.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So guys, what do you think about this? Do you think Ava Louise, I kind of think that she's doing this just to get attention. So I don't think she
Yeah, absolutely. That's like, she already said that. She said she didn't like that coronavirus was getting more attention than she was, so she's like, I need to create some buzz.
So she licked the toilet seat. She bleached the seat first.
On a private plane.
On a private plane.
Her sugar daddy.
So she says, I don't know. Do they have bleach on a plane?
But
I
even so, she bleached it and then she put her tongue on it. So I don't know if that's worse, you know, because she's eating bleach.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think she was telling the truth about that part. I think it was a public plane.
I don't think she bleached it and then did it. I think she just did it.
This is a person that's been around, inhaled a lot of bleach.
Yeah.
To do something like that, and you need that kind of attention, we're going to lick a toilet seat. Like, I'm just going to do this because fuck it, you know?
Yeah. She didn't plan it out. She wasn't like, listen, I need to bring some soft scrub on the plane because I'm going to clean the toilet seat and then I'm going to, like, lick it for, like, the video.
No, she was high on coke.
Yeah. Yeah. She did a bump.
I'm going to fucking lick this seat right now. Fucking coronavirus.
Guys, you dare me? You dare me? And they're like, no, we don't dare you. That's disgusting.
No,
no, nobody.
And there was nobody else in there. It was nobody. Just her head. Do you guys dare me? They're like, no, tap it out.
Do you guys think there's anything that we can learn from Ava Louise here? Do you guys think that that should be a thing? Corona challenge or whatever it was?
Don't be a social influencer.
Things not to do, you know? Things not to do. Your ego is not your amigo.
Hey, that's a good quote to get you through the day.
There. It's a quote. Yeah. It was on a shirt once at Urban Outfitters.
Oh, man. I mean, it. But on the other hand, it did get her an interview with Dr. Phil.
It got her an interview with Dr. Phil. She got what she wanted. She got it.
She's going to be famous now. Look at the Cash Me Outside girl.
She's a rapper.
Dr. Phil makes people famous.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe Dr. Phil needs to calm down and stop having these types of people on his show. Like, what does he expect from a 15-minute interview?
Ratings.
Ratings, exactly. That's why. That's why. If you, I don't know if you, I don't know how old you are, but like, I grew up watching Maury, and I remember Maury as a kid. There was always like inspirational people on there, and he like really cared about people. And like every once in a while, they do the paternity test stuff or like that kind of bullshit. But it wasn't that. It was few and far between. Now, as I got older, I noticed it was more of the paternity test, more of the paternity test, more of are you the father? Are you the father? Because that's what people wanted to see, because they wanted to, that suspense.
I think Jerry. That's when Jerry was off.
Yeah.
And Jerry Springer was done, and Maury was like, ho, 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 ho.
He took it on, basically.
Let's do this.
So I think it's a similar with Dr. Phil. Like, Dr. Phil probably was going to start out being the show where he's genuinely, like, caring about people and trying to give advice, but now it's turning into kind of a circus, you know? It's kind of the same shit. That's my theory, anyway.
Pretty soon, Dr. Phil's going to have the Who's the Father on tests on his show, too.
Oh, he will. Once Maury, he's like, I'm done with this shit, you know? When he's like 99, because he's up there.
That is astonishing to me that Maury used to have self-help and motivational stuff.
Yeah, no, there were like people with like you know, like a missing limb or somebody that like had battled cancer or something like that. And they were on like talking about their story. I remember this as I was a little kid, and I would wake up and I would watch Maury at 11 a.m. every single day, every day.
They were all fake people.
And then
for the ratings.
And of course there's the ones where it's like they got the teenage girls that are out of control, the you know what I mean, like the Cash Me Outside girl, mm-hmm. but you know, out more regularly.
Like, I'm 12, the boot camp. I can do whatever the fuck I want. Mm-hmm.
Like there's a little girl who's like, I'm 7 and I drink Hennessy, and it's like, you can't even pronounce Hennessy. What are you, how are you getting,
you can't even spell it.
Yeah. So like there'd be that too, but if you notice, it's not even that much anymore. It's all paternity tests now. So that's all Maury is at this point. So I think it's very similar with Dr. Phil.
Is there something you think that Dr. Phil could do to get to a more of a positive side?
Stop.
He's got to go the Oprah route.
Yes.
He's got to get more inspirational people on. Mm-hmm. And less of the Cash Me Outside.
Yeah. Just actually care about people. Because that's what, like, if you watch Ellen or if you watch Oprah, they, like, really do things from their heart. Like, you can, that's why everyone loves them, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, Dr. Phil, people are divided on him because... He seems like an inspo robot.
Yeah.
You know? He's quoting shit, but you don't feel it, you know?
You can't rub your butt together and call it a frog, okay?
Pretty much.
Like, what the fuck did he just say? I don't get that. I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, he doesn't care, you know?
Yeah, and then Oprah's like, I read a fantastic book. And now here is the author. Let's listen.
Yeah, exactly. Ellen, like, you do something inspirational in a viral video, like, that's, like, actually making a positive impact. Ellen will have you on her show, and she, like, really cares, you know?
She's the reason why, what's his face is famous? Who's the kid?
There's a lot of people that went viral and went famous because of her, though.
What's the...
Justin Bieber, really?
Justin Bieber, when he was, like, 12 or something like that, she had him on a show, and he blew up from there.
Because
he was already pretty
viral on YouTube, because Usher was like involved with him or whatever, and then he got on Ellen. That is, I'm sorry, I forgot about that.
Nice.
Okay, all right. You hear that, Dr. Phil? Get a little better.
All Dr. Phil does is create Cash Me Outside,
see,
girl.
Now, if Justin Bieber was on Dr. Phil when he was 12, he's like, so you think you're a viral superstar? Is that what you're saying? Well, I'm here to tell you no. And you could catch me outside.
You could move to Cottonwood, Arizona.
Oh, Lord. All right, that's great. Any other advice or any other things to say about Ava Louise and Dr. Phil? I felt we gave Dr. Phil more advice than Ava Louise.
Well, with Ava Louise, like, I don't know. I think she's just a dumb bitch.
Okay, here's the advice. If anybody's out there following this person, unfollow them.
Yeah.
And tell everybody else to unfollow them. We need less of these people in the world.
Less of these people doing what they're doing in the world. Not less of these people in the world, because she can change and she can evolve.
I guess. Yeah. She's probably not,
if
though.
She, or do something
positive.
If you
positive toilet seats, you your, do not evolve.
Do something positive with your popularity. You know what I mean? Like, because other people, if you're an influencer, then that means you are literally influencing other people. Because you are you're showing people, oh, I wear this, so you should wear this. I eat this, so you should eat this. So she's licking a toilet, basically saying, all right, it's okay for other kids to lick toilets. Like, that's literally what she's doing. So you got to do more positive shit.
It's all the rage.
You know what I mean? Kiss a baby.
I totally agree with that, because I feel like, I don't know who said it, but your heart has two wolves. It has the bad wolf and the good wolf. The one you feed more is the one that ends up winning and being more present. And I feel like she is the bad wolf in... We all have that side where we kind of associate with her and think some things like her. And if we continue to just double tap her licking toilet seats, that's going to continue to increase that popularity, exactly like you said. And then she's going to get a lot of people's attention. So I think the next time we are on Instagram and we're going through different feeds and things like that, don't double tap. Just move on by. Don't give them the attention.
It's like the Tide Pod shit. It's the same thing. Somebody decided to eat a Tide Pod in a video and they were an influencer, and look what happened. All these kids got sick because they all decided to do it. And same thing would happen with the toilet seat. Same thing. So exactly what you guys are saying. Gotta unfollow them or encourage them to not do this shit.
Yeah. This is making me a little paranoid, too. I feel like I need to wipe down toilet seats before I use them in airplanes now.
Because somebody licked them.
Yeah, like you said before, Nick, dripping. They could be
dripping
wet.
That's a new way to get herpes now.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, at least you could say, tell people you got it that way. You're like, I sat on a toilet seat. Somebody licked it.
Ava Louise licked the toilet seat, and I sat in it, and now I've got bumps.
Now my penis is a flower, so...
Yeah.
All right, we're going to move on to the last segment, and this is Biz Whizzes. So we want to help business owners, and we've created a segment called Biz Whizzes, where we take a one-star review that whizzes on these bizzes and give advice to the biz on how to clean that whiz. We basically read one-star reviews about businesses. So this week, the dentist doesn't make people smile from these one-star reviews. Christina says, I came in for a regular cleaning and the dentist did not even introduce himself or shake my hand. He said, I have about 2 to 3 cavities, in quotes, and not to worry because they would take care of it. And he gave me one of those bro pats on the shoulder. He didn't even tell me where I need to get them filled or where the cavities were.
That sounds very one-starry right there. That's perfect. That's definitely, you went to like a... like a mob boss, like, no, fuck, forget about it. I'm going to take care of you.
You got 9 cavities.
Don't even worry about it. We're going to replace all your teeth. That's what we're going to do. You got brand new chompers. It's going to be $32,000. You can pay me in small increments.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like you should turn that 1 into a 5, because it sounds like you said they're being very... comforting to this person. Don't even worry about it. Like, I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they gave him she got a bro tap.
Yeah.
Bro tap. Gave me a bro tap on the shoulder.
I mean, come on. Do you really want to know where your cavities are? You don't want to know. Just fill them.
Just fill them.
The less you know, the better.
Yeah. What are you going to do with that information, too? I'm like, I got to keep food out of that tooth.
I got to keep food out of that tooth.
I have to adjust my chewing strategies now. It's all left side now.
Like, yeah, you're like, these are my problem areas in my teeth. I gotta brush over here more.
It's the T zone of my teeth.
Yeah. You're like, no, just fucking floss, okay? And then you won't have to go to the dentist.
Get an electric toothbrush.
Electric toothbrush and a
toothpaste.
A water pick. Water picks are fantastic.
All right, so the next review is by Audrey, and she says, or he says, one of the receptionists gave us her personal number on the card and referred to it as an after-hours line for emergencies. Now that we have an actual emergency and try to call, we realize it's her personal number, and instead of helping, she's being flirtatious? Very unprofessional.
Dang.
What?
Wait. In the beginning of the review, it said that she had told them this is for personal after hours. So anybody that's ever watched a movie would know that means
Yeah.
This is access to my box.
What didn't it give it away with the long wink? You know what I mean? Yeah. When she slid the card over. Huh? It's for you. Huh?
Is that a normal visit?
Yeah.
This is for emergencies.
Yeah, exactly.
She wants her snatch licked.
Yeah. Ooh, shit.
That's what she wants.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining they're calling and they have an emergency and she's like, oh, yeah? Which tooth hurts? Oh, the molar.
Yeah.
Oh, I can make it feel better.
They're like, no, we have the flu. We have coronavirus.
Yeah.
I'm calling my dentist because I have corona. And she's like, oh, tell me more. You're heating
I'll
up.
Blow that right out of you.
Yeah. Wait, what we're trying to figure it out now. So the person's name was Audrey?
Mm-hmm.
Audrey.
Yeah.
So it could be most likely a female, though, right? So the receptionist, male?
Male or gay lady.
Yes.
Either way, that's booty call.
That's sexual card. Advances, 100%. Yeah. How could you not know? That's on Audrey's part for being so naive.
Because I've been to a lot of dentists.
Yeah.
And a lot of doctor's offices. Nobody slid a personal number over to me.
No one's ever been like, this is for after hours. Never.
And trust me, there's been somewhere I'm like, that'd be really cool, but they didn't do that at all.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's some hotties.
Yeah.
Especially a receptionist. Wouldn't the dentist give him his card yourself? Instead of a receptionist being like, oh, if you're
I didn't think the dentist was going to give it like an after-hours card. He's like, no, come during office hours.
You'll be fine
during
some ibuprofen. Hours that were open. Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, you're not going to have a tooth emergency at 1 a.m. It's going to be like, yeah, take an ibuprofen, see me at 9 when we open.
Yeah.
I know. That'll be after hours. Yeah, if you're hurting at 1 a.m., give me a call. I'll be right there to fix that tooth. Yeah. No, it's
unless you're committing a murder and you need denture. dental records.
There's an after hours at the dentist. He's putting something else in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
he's putting his water pick in you.
I love it. All right, guys. Well, that's the end of the podcast. So
no,
we did it. I like accomplishing things.
Exactly.
I'm not excited that it's over. I'm excited that we did it.
Yes, we accomplished one thing today. So be proud of yourselves. Give yourself a bro pat on the back. And before we go, I want to ask you guys, where can people find you? I know you guys might not have a lot of shows, but if you do have any, plug them. But if you don't, where can people find you so that when you do have shows, they'll be able to see it?
Well, my website is daniellearce.com. It has everything on there right now. My calendar is empty, although I do have some shows scheduled. The reason why they're not on my website, because I don't know if they're going to get canceled or not. Because I know the quarantine is supposed to get lifted around the 19th, but we have shows booked all at the end of April. We have shows in Bakersfield, LA, Arizona in May and June. So I don't really want to put any of those out because I don't know what's actually going to happen or not. Mm-hmm. So just go to my website, daniellearce.com. My social media, you can find me on Twitter, @DanielleArce. My Instagram is my most popular. It's @DanielleArceComedy. And what about you?
You can find me on Instagram in Nick Larson Comedy. If you want to check out my photos, Nick Larson Photography. Everything else is Nick Larson 85. Facebook, Snapchat, and Twitter.
Oh, and I forgot to even talk about the photography because I didn't notice that. But I guess we'll just have to have you on for another episode to talk about that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And if you need headshots, when we come to Arizona, this guy, honestly, he takes the best headshots. That's the best.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
I feel pretty good. Don't forget about it.
Honestly,
you got four cavities. Don't even worry about it. Okay.
I'm a dentist.
Photography Instagram, and you'll see, I'm no lie. You need a photographer this game.
Yeah, I'm the house photographer for Sacramento Punchline. So all the headliners that come through, I do portraits for them. Like Joey Coco Diaz, Tom Segura, Bert Kreischer. So just did Tommy Davidson. Did JB Smooth. So yeah, I got a lot of cool people under my belt.
Dude, that's awesome! Wow, nice. Awesome, guys. Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And thank you, audience. We will talk at you next week. Bye-bye.
Yay. Bye.
Bye.